Let's hear these words of Scripture that come to us from Mark's Gospel this morning, beginning in the first chapter with verse 14. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. May God's blessing be upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we pray now that in these moments that we share together, that we might experience your presence, that it might comfort us from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. And, O God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in your holy and precious name. Amen. One of the other times I did this and came out of the pulpit, Anders said afterwards, he said, "I'm looking and thinking, what is Dad doing?" Because I don't normally make any bones about it, I'm a pulpit hugger. And it was interesting in the early service this morning as Gene was reading the passage from Jonah, I thought, I think maybe I need to change my whole sermon. And so in order to do that so that I'm not attached to my manuscript, I did. Jonah is a wonderful story. We were even talking at during Sunday school, and I have somewhere a story, but Tom Lehner said that he believed, heard of three different occasions when someone actually got swallowed by a big fish. And I have somewhere in some of my papers a passage where the story says about it was a whaler in the 1800s was on board ship and it was tossing and turning, and indeed one of the men fell overboard and the ship assumed him lost at sea. A couple days later they harpooned a whale and they got it on board the ship and they slit its belly open and out flops this man. Alive as can be, bleached a little white from the stomach acids, and I loved one of the closing statements said, "And he was never quite right from that day on." Go figure. I don't think I'd be quite right either. But Jonah, when we were reading it a couple weeks ago in the Disciple Bible Study class, is probably the worst and the best prophet in the Old Testament. You know, God's word comes to him to go to Nineveh, and he doesn't want to go. Now, we read that and just say, for some reason, he doesn't want to go. But Nineveh was the capital of the enemy. Now, I don't want any names. I don't want you to raise your hand. But is there somebody you don't like? A group of people you don't particularly care for? What are you going to do if God tells you today to go to that person or go to that group of people and proclaim God's grace and forgiveness? Jonah says, "Ain't no way that's going to happen." So he tries to run from God, gets on a ship. You know, they're casting lots eventually because they figure something's up and the lots fall on Jonah. And he says, well, what's the deal, Jonah? He says, well, I worship the God that created everything. And they're a little nervous. And Jonah says, you know, if you throw me overboard, everything will be at peace. Well, now they're a little concerned because Jonah worships this God, this Yahweh, and they don't want innocent blood on their hands. And so they still try to work things out. And eventually they throw him overboard. And he's swallowed up by a... Oh, if you said whale, you missed the question. Big fish, it says. Well, after 3 days, I'm not sure about you, but if I spent 3 days in the belly of a big fish, I'd probably come to my senses. Now, at the early service, little Charlie, during the children's sermon, kept wanting to tell me a story about someone vomiting. It happened in your car, evidently, last week. Happened in our car 2 weeks ago by yours truly. Saturday night, that's why I wasn't here that following Sunday. But I said to Charlie, what did you want to tell me? And he said, vomit. I said, that's exactly what that big fish did to Jonah. And I can only hope that he hit water before he hit land, so he got rinsed off. The town of Nineveh was so big, the city, that it was a 3 days journey. The scriptures tell us that Jonah went at least a day and started preaching. And you know what? They listened. And they repented. And Jonah goes up then and sits on a hillside, ticked off. You see, God, I knew that's what you were going to do. You were going to send me to those people. I didn't want to go there. And you offered grace and forgiveness. They repented. And now they're yours. And I have to be friends with them. And I don't want to sit and worship with them. Huh. Now, usually when we go fishing, we catch fish. Jonah was just the flip side that the fish caught Jonah. Jesus says that the time is fulfilled and that God's kingdom is at hand. The fields are ready and the workers are few. And so Jesus begins calling individuals that will faithfully go share and proclaim God's grace and God's forgiveness. That call and that claim is upon us, even still today. And are we always faithful at going to those individuals that God calls and challenges us to go to every day? There's a famous picture. I have the name of the author, and you know that's part of what you forget when you don't have the manuscript in front of you. But it's that wonderful picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking. I think it's Holden or Holloman or something, the author. But if you look closely, if you never have, take a look at that picture because you'll notice that there's no doorknob on the outside. You see, I'm convinced that Jesus stands at our doors, at our hearts, and knocks, but will not push and force himself in. When Jesus calls us and we are empowered to do mission and ministry, we still have a choice. Is that door going to be opened from the inside or not? You see, Jonah didn't want to go because he didn't like the mission and ministry that he was sent on. And I'm convinced we don't always like the mission and ministry that we are sent on either. And sometimes we go dragging our feet. And in spite of our humanness, wonderful things happen when God is involved. We're not always faithful at opening doors. We're not always faithful at being fishers of people. But Christ still calls us to come and to go. And to be what it is and who it is that Almighty God has created each and every one of us to go. May God's presence rest upon us as we seek faithfully to respond to that mission and ministry and that call that is laid upon our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you surround us with your presence all the time. Not only do you call us, but when you do, you also equip us with the words and the ministry of that which you call us to perform. In spite, O God, of who we are, we pray that we might be used this week to bring honor and glory to you and to your kingdom. For this, O God, we ask and pray in your holy and precious name. Amen.